Over the course of a year, really during the course of every work week, there are a handful of people that I interact with frequently while going about the business of the news. I've taken a few minutes to ask three of these individuals to look back at what has been accomplished over the past year, and then to look forward at what they see for Carroll in the next year. The first person I spoke to was City Manager Mike Pogey Weaver, who has now completed his first full year in that role. He says the most impactful thing that he has learned in his position is the sense of community that Carroll has. He says this is a truly giving community. It's seen in the bigger institutions like New Hope and St. Anthony and in how they thrive, but it's seen even clearer in the little things.
I mean, we had the four-year-old pass away here recently, and individuals have stepped up really to help support that family, even down to our officers found out that her car broke down, and they stepped up and out of their own pockets paid to get it repaired so that she didn't have to walk from her home to her job over a mile away. And, you know, so it's the sense of the community that's just so selfless.
He says the longer he's here, the stronger he is because of that sense of community. He talked about just how much the landscape of Carroll has changed over the past year. He points to all the changes made in the 70s and 80s and adds the city is creating more defining moments now.
So you look at the library and City Hall and what's happening there. But then beyond that, you look at the investments being made in the community. People find value in Carroll. You look at this 4th, 5th Street corridor with what's happening with the brewery, biokinometrics. You know, biokinometrics used to be a coal storage, then was a porta potty storage. Now it is a $1 million plus building that is an industry in Carroll that's very unique, that I think it's underestimated the value they bring to our community.
Add to that the investments Commercial Savings Bank, St. Anthony's Assisted Living Expansion, and many others are bringing to Carroll. He talks about housing and the fact that Fort Dodge has less housing starts than Carroll, and in our region we are building more houses than many others. All of these, he says, are good and exciting things. For the new year, he's looking forward to projects coming together. The sewer treatment plant, a road construction project that will get Carroll off the list of having one of the most dangerous intersections in the state, and of course, the library project.
Seeing that move through a design phase into construction, I think it's one of those things that this community, it's been a project that it's just due to get done.
He says he expects that someone driving through Carroll on January 1st, 2018, who then returns in December of next year, will see some major changes throughout the entire corridor. They're going to see that Carroll's improving with a new stadium, a new all-inclusive park, the brewing company, the trail system, and much more, and that there's something really happening in Carroll. And as we get ready to turn the page into a new chapter, he wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.